And more on Afghanistan now. Let's bring in Julian Zelizer. He's professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He's got some historical context on the challenges that President Biden is facing right now. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt the pressure is certainly building as we get closer and closer to that August 31st deadline. What is your assessment, first, of how President Biden is managing this withdrawal and the scrutiny that has come along with it?
Well, although I don't think this will be a huge political issue, maybe even going into the midterms, but certainly the presidential election, and I'm not convinced that the withdrawal wasn't the right thing to do, he's struggled with his message. There's been contradictions, differences between what he's saying and what people are reporting on the ground, and this has opened him up to criticism and taken attention away from other issues like infrastructure. So it's clearly been a political problem.
If we take a step back, you wrote a piece for CNN just a few days ago criticizing a comparison that many people are making to the fall of Saigon in 1975. And the point that you make is that the war in Afghanistan does not really resonate in the United States in nearly the same way that the war in Vietnam did. Why is that so important?
Well, Vietnam was the dominating issue in the late 1960s through the mid-1970s. Our culture, our politics, society, Americans worried about the draft. They heard about it in elections and even in music. And so it was impossible to escape Vietnam, and it then impacted politics in a way which Afghanistan just doesn't. It's not as high a priority for most Americans who are concerned with the pandemic. And even the messiness and chaos that we're seeing now, it's still doubtful that come September or October, people will be focused on this.
Right. So we're talking about political repercussions then. Gerald Ford lost the presidential election in 1976. How much was his response to the end of the war to blame?
I don't think the 75 fall of Saigon was the reason Ford lost. We already had ended our military involvement there in 1973. The shadow of Watergate and Richard Nixon's resignation in 74 was really what was bringing down the Republican Party, and the dire state of the economy, which in some ways is more comparable to the pandemic. That was the issue that Ford struggled with. It wasn't the fall of Saigon that led Jimmy Carter to win the White House in 76.
So I wonder if you think the Biden administration is reflecting on any of this right now, because as you've said, the White House seems to be operating from the belief that even if this is a messy, difficult, chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, ultimately Americans aren't going to be blaming President Biden for it a year and a half from now, 2 years from now. Do you think that's the case?
I think he might be right. I do hope that he learns the lessons of thinking deeply about the entire war and whether this was the right decision and what went wrong. But in terms of the politics, I think there's reason for the administration to believe that they can survive this. And for all the reasons we discussed, as well as our short attention span political culture, Biden can believe that if things improve with the pandemic, if the economy is doing well, this moment that we're living through won't even determine the midterm elections, let alone 2024.
I wonder if there's a caveat, though, that as the next couple of days progress, we're getting closer and closer to August 31st, the danger really only seems to be getting worse. If there is some sort of unforeseen, I don't know, attack on American troops or loss of American lives in the next couple of days as this wraps up, what would that mean for the president?
Of course, that's a different story. And if you have some sort of attack of that magnitude, or all of a sudden Afghanistan again becomes a base for terrorist attacks on the United States, that would change the equation. But what we can comment on is what's happening right now and the problems with the withdrawal as we see them. And at this point, I think that's what the administration is making its bet on. And it will obviously be prepared and mobilized to prevent what you're saying from happening.
Still the early days, but what do you think the lessons from Afghanistan will be for future American leaders?
Well, I hope the lessons are that nation building is difficult and costly, that without a good plan, with muddled objectives in a war and inadequate resources, we often leave a worse situation than where we started. And the Saigon moment of 1975 was important because it was the culmination of just a disastrous operation in Vietnam that lasted over a decade. And I hope that the Biden administration and members of both parties think about the bigger picture here and figure out how to make better decisions in the future. Otherwise, we haven't learned any lessons from what just happened over the last few decades.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.